You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Locked On Jazz for the 22nd of October. The unofficial Western Conference play-by-play standings projection. I'll explain that coming up. A day that symbolizes the Jazz, and leave it to the veteran Ed Davis to share some interesting thoughts. Plus, we all get started tonight. The NBA is here. It is Locked On Jazz. Pow! How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers. Look at this! Look at this! October 22nd, 2019, at 6 o'clock, the New Orleans Pelicans play the Toronto Raptors, and at 8:30, the LA Clippers play the LA Lakers. They count! It's real! It's here! The speculation is not over, because I'm about to speculate some more on the show. It's finally here. So excited. The NBA, two games tonight, 11 coming to you on Wednesday, and we're including in that group, and there's some great ones on that opening night. Denver, Portland, 11 o'clock game, the 10 o'clock East Coast game, our late game, while we're playing, is probably the most interesting. Boston, Philly, equally as interesting. So a bunch of great games, both. We actually get real data to talk about. We can overreact to real stuff instead of fake stuff. Overall, I just wanted to share, I had a lot of stuff today, but just overall consensus on this kind of the overriding conversation I keep having. Preseason's preseason. And like Ed Davis said it best, and we're going to get into a bunch of stuff Ed Davis said, but Ed Davis is like, I'm just not into analyzing October basketball. And I thought it was really a great point. All right, let me get to a bunch of things for you. Today's show brought to you in part by the Snowmobile Show. It is going on this weekend. It's such fun. It's such a great event. People come from everywhere to get here. You've got the boost with the Arctic Cat, the Ski-Doos, the Polaris, filled with all the 2020 snowmobiles, mountain sleds, kids sleds, family sleds, deep, all the sleds there. They also, the Diesel Brothers, will have one of their custom-built trucks on display. And if you're looking for new riding gear, coats, snowsuits, pants, books, boots, helmets, you got it. It's the Utah Snowmobile Show, all under one roof. It's at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. It starts Friday from 3 to 9, Saturday 10 to 6. So 2 days. If you want to get discounted tickets, go to snowest.com/Utah. It's snowest.com/Utah. Or it's snowest.com/Utah, however you want to do it. Regular price tickets are available at the gates. We can get your discounts at snowest.com/Utah. It's presented by Snow West and the Utah Snowmobile Association and Fly Racing. It's awesome. Great show. Premier snowmobile show kind of anywhere around. And it's this weekend, so don't miss out on it. All right, a lot of things. Early show today. Somebody asked me the other day, like, gosh, you used to have your shows out for my commute. Well, you know what it is? Actually, my 16-year-old started to drive, now 17-year-old. So I didn't have to start doing shows at 5:30 in the morning to get him up at 6:30 to get him at the bus stop by 7. Now he actually just drives. This morning's a little different. I have some calls, so I had to do it a little early. So this one's a commute time one for you. All right, I thought yesterday, we'll do yesterday, and then we'll do the unofficial Western Conference NBA play-by-play announcer. I texted out to about 10. I got 7 responses to NBA play-by-play announcers, all Western Conference, on Western Conference standings. I actually really, got to tell you what, I respect this group about as much as anyone, you know, for all the other analysts, who I do respect as well. Paul Flannery, one of the best in the league, announced he's not covering the league anymore out of the SB Nation yesterday. But I really do respect these guys. But I think it's really hard to dig into teams when you're a national guy. And as a play-by-play announcer, I actually think you know a little bit more just from prepping and talking to coaches and relationships. And so I have the collective Western Conference standings for you, but based on 7 responses from Western Conference NBA play-by-play announcers. All right. I thought yesterday symbolized who we are as an organization. Now, I'm not usually into these touchy-feely things, but as a member of the organization, I can tell you it's true. as a fan, I think we all think these things really matter. At the same time, we want wins, right? Like, it's great that we're a great organization. If we win 25 games every year, it's going to make it hard. But I thought there were three things that happened yesterday that were really interesting. One, I'm going to go in chronological order rather than, and maybe four things, chronological order rather than importance. One was Quinn Snyder talking to the media about his extension for the first time and really talking about how much it meant to his family. He just went out of his way, talked about Amy and what it means to her and their family to be here. And he said, hey, my kids aren't young enough to quite understand yet how unique this is. But Quinn had 2 years left on his deal. You certainly didn't want to get to the end of this year and be at one. But it was an early action by the Jazz organization. It was, I don't know the numbers on it, but you can tell from the way Quinn talked about it, it was obviously generous. And so that commitment to the coaches was, and the leadership, and, you know, if you're a part of us, you're a part of us. So that's part one. Part two was the Qualtrics announcement that they're going to continue the wear of the five for the fight patch through 2022 and 23. I thought this was, again, this is, as Steve Starks, I think, has correctly stated, it's the most innovative marketing combination. They raised $24 million for cancer research through Five for the Fight. It's really a brilliant campaign. The idea that you just give $5, you text it, it happens. It's really brilliant. Qualtrics, if Ryan Smith is behind it or whoever's behind it, it's brilliant. It's also, you know, here's this big money-making opportunity, which I'm sure the Jazz made money on it. Like, let's not make us so altruistic that we're not making money. But here is this very large money-making opportunity for the NBA where everyone, you know, made huge steps in revenue. And the Jazz found a way to do it in a manner that, while I'm not pretending for 1 second that Qualtrics doesn't have a massive sponsorship with the Utah Jazz, but also the Five for the Five has a symbol that we're doing something more than just basketball. That there's something a little more here than basketball. That we're going to try to, you know, eradicate cancer and support Qualtrics in their quest. And we're going to use our jersey patch to do it while simultaneously making money, right? Like, I don't want to be so naive here. But I think that it's really, like, I thought that was part two that was really cool. And I think that, to some extent, symbolizes a lot of the organization. And then that Donovan and Boyan and Rudy and Mike and Joe were all there, I thought was equally kind of as telling. Unfortunately, everyone has a name that they can put on their hand. Mine for the last 2 years has been Shannon. We love her dearly, and we hope she keeps battling. And, you know, it rocks you, right? Every single person is dealing with it, and the fear that they deal with every day has to be so overwhelming. And so to have that kind of support, I think, is great. The third one is the Joe Ingles extension. They really didn't need to do this at all. And I actually almost would argue that I don't think Joe was going to have a huge marketplace in 2 years. Like, he's non-athletic and older, and when players are non-athletic and they age, one of the most common things I hear out of fans, this was a little bit what we heard out of on Mehmet Okur, what is, oh, well, you know, it doesn't really matter because he's not one of the elite athletes, so when he ages, he'll be fine. The exact opposite is true. When LeBron James ages and loses some of his athleticism, he's then a regular athlete and he is fine. When somebody who is not on the peak athleticism, and let's make sure we understand when we're talking about athleticism with Joe, he's 6'8", he's incredibly long for his position, he's unique in what he does at his position, so to claim he's not athletic, I always think is a little bit of a misnomer, but I think we get, right, he's not blazing quickness. We can get very specific on this. You know, they gave him a $14 million extension that kicks in on the backside of two more years. So when he's 33, 34 years old, I don't think he had a market. And so this was more of a statement to Joe of build your life here. He's got a lot going on with his son and the autism. They've got I hope he doesn't mind me sharing this, but I talked to him the other day, and where Jacob is right now, they're incredibly ecstatic about how he's reacting to it and how comfortable he is with it and how well he's doing. And this is a little bit of, I think, the Jazz as a family saying, you're incredible to us. You're a great player. We're totally pleased with the contract we've given you. You're frankly, everyone laughed at the contract we gave you last time, but you're overperforming it. Here's another year. Feel free to build your life here. Feel free to commit. Feel free to spend the summer here and not feel like you have to go back to Australia and have roots there the whole time because you know you're going to be here for at least the next 3 years. I do think there was a little bit more to basketball without diminishing how good a player Joe is. Like, I want to be really careful on this. Joe earned that. The fact of the matter is Joe is outperforming his current contract. As much as everyone kind of, when Joe signed that contract, I can't believe they gave Joe Ingles that. Joe Ingles last year, I would guess, for the $13 million he made, delivered much more than that. He's earning $11.9 million this year, $10.8 million the next year on a declining deal. So they bump him back up to $14 million on that. But again, they didn't need to do that. Like, there was no reason other than commitment to Joe, commitment to family, commitment to you're the right person, you're treating this right, you're like, that's who we are. So I thought yesterday was a symbolic day of who the Jazz are as a group. They also solidified the roster. We'll get on that. We'll have the play-by-play official P-by-P, Associated Press poll. So we have the PBP poll coming up here in just a second. I'll share with you as well. So I thought it was a neat day is what I'm trying to tell you. Murdoch Hyundai is located at 4646 South State Street. Can I just tell you something? I'm sure some of this is because I don't mean this arrogant. Like, I'm David Locke. I do sponsor. It's not, actually. Blake Murdoch is just a great dude. You can tell. I've dealt with a million sponsors and people who just aren't great dudes. Blake Murdoch is just a great dude. He and his family have been running car dealerships for 90 years. Blake got put into this position as a part of the family, right? And has just embraced it and going to make sure that everyone has the best experience. I called him the other day. My son and another person backed into each other. Poor kid, because it really wasn't his fault. Backing out of a gas station. Someone else backing out of a parking spot. And, of course, they touched. So I just, I called him just simple. Hey, by the way, where do you take your car for minor stuff? Oh, my gosh. The level of detail that he went to try to help me out. What he offered. All sorts of things, just way above. I mean, these are just good people, and it makes it really comfortable for me to tell you about Murdoch Hyundai. So first to the Murdochs, 90 years in the business, family-run business. They put their name on it. They seriously respect the fact that their name is on your experience there, and they're going to make sure you have a no-regrets experience, as they say. That's the biggest takeaway in the 3.5 years I've worked with Murdoch. The second one is just what an incredible car Hyundai puts out with such amazing bells and whistles for the price and what you get for it and how well it drives. That's why we bought the Santa Fe for my son. The new Sonata is taking the world by storm. The Palisade is incredible. Check them out. They're in Linden, they're in Logan, and they're at 4646 South State Street. Rejecting the Screen is out today, one of our three national programs on the NBA channel. Hollinger and Duncan came out yesterday. If you didn't grab it, John Hollinger, 7-year NBA exec, godfather of NBA stats with Nate Duncan. That is out for you. Great insight. I mean, really, just it's awesome. Today, Rejecting the Screen comes out. They'll have a Tuesday interview. Today, they'll talk about the NBA. Thursday, they'll have Ryan Russillo on. And then Locked On NBA is out every day. 30-minute show. Hit you fast with the talk of the day. Give you everything you need from last night's action. Looking forward to the next day. That is Locked On NBA, three national shows for you. All right. Here is the play-by-play brackets. I'll give you all seven, and then I'll collect them for you. No names. First one, Clippers, Denver, Lakers, Jazz, Rockets, Portland, Spurs, Warriors. I feel like there's two really interesting things on all of these. What order do they put the top five? In which of the five potential playoff teams do they put in? So number one was Portland, San Antonio, Golden State with Dallas and New Orleans out. And then had Houston as five. Number two, Clippers, Denver, Rockets, Jazz at four again, Lakers at five. And then of the three, Warriors, Spurs, Mavericks. Okay, the third one, Clippers, Rockets, Lakers, Jazz, Portland into the top five, Denver, Golden State, San Antonio. Houston, Next one, number four. Houston, Denver, Utah, first time they're higher than four. Clippers, Lakers. Theory on this person, very much what teams are actually playing the regular season. I kind of agree with that, this theory a little bit. Portland, San Antonio, New Orleans. So first person without the Warriors. And without Dallas. Dallas has been out of a few. I do believe in that theory. This person's theory was Houston with Harden will play hard, try to get the MVP. Denver and Utah, regular season matters. Clippers and Lakers, it doesn't. Could you imagine a Clippers-Lakers first-round playoff series? Woo! Denver, Utah, Lakers, Clippers, Rockets, Portland, San Antonio, Dallas. Another no Warriors. Warriors did not have a very good preseason. It skewed some people. Pelicans are not in here nearly as much because of the Zion injury. And I think Derek Favors is going to have a hard time staying healthy this year. So I'm kind of with people on that. All right, two more. Rockets, Jazz. So back-to-back Jazz at two. Clippers, Nuggets, Lakers, Blazers, Warriors, Mavericks. No Spurs. Spurs busted out an extension for DeJounte Murray yesterday. They better be certain. They must know on him. Really, they must know. Coming off an ACL. The other one that just is the takeaway from all the extensions yesterday is you just got to do it. Like, when you draft a kid and you play him, you're just committing to paying them a tremendous amount of money at some point in the process, or there's no point in drafting him in the first place, and you better get off of it fast if you think you're not going to pay him, want to pay him, because Sabonis doesn't really fit. I like him a lot, but they're paying him a ton. Jaylen Brown took out home the max. Makes me nervous. Torian Prince even got a little money last night. DeJounte Murray, big money coming off the ACL. So the extensions, Buddy Hield, you make that, so it's two-part. One is if you make the trade, Sabonis, Buddy Hield. The others, if you draft him, DeJounte Murray, Jaylen Brown, you're paying him, right? You're paying him. All right, last one. Don't worry, I'll collect all of them for you. I didn't expect you to be keeping track. Clippers, Denver, Houston, Utah, Golden State, Lakers to six. So of the big, and then Portland and Dallas. So again, this one's no Spurs. Of the big five, Clippers, Denver, Lakers, Jazz, Houston, only one, the Lakers slipped out of the five once and Denver slipped out of the five once. The final tally, if you'd give them, the Jazz ended up with no first picks, 2 seconds, 1/3, and 4/4. We're the safe pick. We're the one you just kind of feel like, all right, we'll put him out there. And actually, you know what? I think the Jazz are a top five offense. My numbers have us as the third offense. Ron Boone yesterday at practice was kind of peppering me. All right, what do you think we rank offensively? And I'll be honest, I had us at fifth. I have us at the third best offense in the league. And so probably, we'll see where we come out defensively. We shrunk again yesterday. Talk about a lack of size. Well, evidently Donovan 6'1", Mike Conley 6'1", and Royce O'Neal's our power forward at 6'4". We are small. Woo! Donovan's long, at least. Mike Conley's actually a little long and quick and great defensive feet. And Royce O'Neal's tough as hell. So at least we have that. So here's the final collection. Clippers had the most first place votes with 4. Rockets had 2 and Denver had 1. So no first place votes for the Clippers, none for the Jazz. Second place, top most amount of teams that in the Jazz and the Clippers were the only teams that didn't ever go below 4 of the 7 brackets. Denver had 6 home courts. Clippers had 7. Jazz had 7. Rockets had 5. Lakers only had 3 home courts. So the Lakers are the team. LeBron aging. Anthony Davis injuries. People just kind of still wonder about. Nobody had Sacramento in the playoffs. Thought that was interesting. Final seeding of all of this goes as follows. Clippers 1, Denver 2, Rockets 3, Jazz 4, Lakers 5, Portland 6, Warriors 7, Spurs 8. So again, Clippers 1, Denver 2, Rockets 3, Jazz 4, Lakers 5, Portland 6, Warriors 7, Spurs 8. Your first round playoffs would be Clippers, Spurs. That's a whitewash. Denver, Warriors. That would be pretty interesting if Denver's the second seed and Klay Thompson comes back. Rockets, Portland. Dame against Russ again. And Jazz, Lakers. Woo-hoo! How about that? Interesting that the, you know, for all of our projections and excitement and optimism, I mean, I don't think that four is crazy. I really don't. I mean, I don't mean to, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer in any way, shape, or form, but I just don't think it's crazy. Kevin Pelton released his final rankings and projections on his numbers system last night. And, based on it, real plus minus, and came out as follows. Rockets 1, Denver 2, Clippers 3. So same teams, just different order. Jazz 4, Lakers 5, Warriors 6, Dallas 7, Portland 8. With Sacramento 9, Minnesota 10, which is surprising to me. San Antonio 11, Phoenix 12, Pelicans 13. After the injuries, Thunder and Memphis. And on the East, he had the Bucks, the Celtics, the 76ers, the Magic, the Raptors, the Heat, the Pacers, and the Nets. What a joke. Toronto, we're going to see Toronto tonight. They're projected to be fourth or fifth in the East. I don't think they make the playoffs in the West. In fact, I'm certain of it. It's crazy. Homey is revolutionizing the real estate world for you, giving you all sorts of opportunities to save extra money. That, when we say revolutionize, that's what I mean. They're obviously doing it very differently. The real estate market's been done the same way forever. You pay your 6% and housing prices go up and up and up and nothing ever changes. 6% just keeps going up and up and up and up and up. And Homey went, stop that. Here's how it works. When you sell a house with Homey, it's $1,500 set price, and you take the rest of the equity home. You can also buy a house with Homey. That's right. And Homey will refund you up to $5,000 back because it is not free to buy a home. The money you pay for your home is used to pay the seller, their agent, and whatever agent you choose to hire. It's money that pays both agents. So Homey is returning $5,000 to you. Homey will do all the same things, help you find your dream home, tour homes, make offers, negotiate the best deals, and then try to get you $5,000 back. That's where Homey is different. Give Homey a text. Text them LOCK, L-O-C-K-E, at 88588. That's LOCK to 88588. LOCK to 88588 and find out how Homey will do things differently and save you thousands, because Homey's got your back. Jazz mini plan tickets are available. Also, some really fun things taking place right now. The tip-off pack, Clippers on 10:30, Carl Anthony Towns on 11:08, and the Lakers on 12:04, plus early entry to watch warm-ups on 12:04 against the Lakers, LeBron, and Anthony Davis. That tip-off pack's $115. That's at utahjazz.com. Saturday's game has standing room only, plus a t-shirt and pregame court time on the throwback pack. That's a $40 ticket, so make sure you get that, plus mini-game packs and season tickets are all available at utahjazz.com. Ed Davis yesterday with the media. I love it when we have like a vet go up and talk, and then all of a sudden he has these kind of great comments. So, Ed Davis made the comment yesterday. I'm not really into October basketball. The other one that was great, he got asked about the purple uniforms. He's like, dude, I just play. I don't care. He's just so simple. But then the most interesting one, I thought, was when I was talking to Ed Davis, and he said, I asked him about just, hey, you've been in a bunch of training camps, and he kind of took it as an insult that he's bounced around. I didn't mean it that way. I could tell him, because he said, yeah, I know I've bounced around. I didn't mean it that way. But he said, you know what, actually, what he said is, I've been with three really good coaches recently. So he's been with Terry Stotts, Kenny Atkinson, and Quinn Snyder. And those are really, really, really good coaches. Prior to that, he was with the Lakers in 14-15, so I'm not sure that one, I think that's Mike Brown. That's Oh, it's Byron Scott on a 21-61 team. So I'm not sure he's convinced of that experience. And in 13-14, it was Dave Yeager, who I don't think he saw totally eye to eye with, but I think he's probably a pretty good coach. And then early in his career, he was in Toronto, and he was pretty young, so I'm not sure he's evaluating, and he had Case at that point as a pretty good coach, but probably got better as time went on. So, and he had Jay Triano before that, who I don't know if Universal. So he's definitely probably had his three of his best coaches here at the end. And it was interesting what he had to say about it. He's like, you know, when you go to a training camp with a really good coach, he says, first, it's fine. Like, you learn the system. It's all basketball. And they're really good, so they're teaching. And then he made an interesting comment. He said, the next thing that starts to happen is they start to adapt to you. They start to cover up your weaknesses. They start to change how they use you. They start to see what you're capable of. It felt like that's what's taking place here. And Quinn even talked about, in the last 2 days in his press conferences, adapting to his talent, understanding it, making some minor, you know, adjustments. I mean, he did this whole fun analogy yesterday. He was kind of having fun with himself. I love when he's so smart that he starts to kind of try to test himself. And he did this whole thing about building a house, which he's done recently. And then talking about how, well, you think you have a vision of what it's going to be like and you have the foundation. And then as you start working, you make some changes and adjusting, and we're kind of at that stage. And then Ed Davis came up afterwards and started talking about something similar to that, which was, hey, you know, when you're with really good coaches, you start one way and then they understand what you're capable of and evolve. And I think we saw that a few times in the preseason where we used Ed. I think you'll see them change the way they're using Ed Davis and what they do with him. And I think you'll see the way they change using all sorts of guys and how they deal with them. So I think, you know, that I think is pretty interesting thought on his parts on how that's taking place and what he's experiencing as a player. And I think that's some of the signs we'll see. And then he's just great. Like, he just has these pearls of wisdom through the process. Dame Lillard the other day called Ed Davis his favorite teammate he's ever had. Final note yesterday, the Jazz secured the roster. Stanton Kidd is the 15th man. This could actually fit into kind of who the Jazz are. The battle between William Howard and Stanton Kidd was the Jazz went and scouted a possible draft picks and saw William Howard there. And pretty good shooter, long. And they liked him. They really liked him a lot. And they brought him to camp and he made a good run for possibly making the roster. I don't know whether or not he'll go to the G League. It kind of feels like he's not, with them waving him yesterday, but maybe they'll re-sign him or see what happens. Then number two was Stanton Kidd, who they did a bunch of research, found, I think, 3 years ago, had into camp. Then they wanted him last year. He was on a team that had David Blatt as the head coach. That team actually fired David Blatt, released like all their players because they had no money. They were in total financial distress, but they wouldn't release Stanton Kidd, of all the players, because he was on such a good contract and they needed some quality. So the Jazz were interested in having Stanton Kidd last year, but they couldn't get him. Stanton Kidd is a guy who actually kind of metrically measures out to all the same qualities as someone like Royce O'Neal, and the Jazz are trying to see if they can create the same thing again, find someone who's got a skill set, veteran. I mean, the thing on Stanton Kidd is probably going to be shooting, and see if by being in the NBA he can solidify it. It's been a little bit all over the map for him in his opening, in his opening parts of his career. You know, shoots really well for a period of time, and then last year shot 28% from three, which isn't going to get it done. But the year before, I think it might have been in Russia, he shot 43% from three for a stretch, and the year before that in Turkey, I think it was, he shot 41% from three. So I might have my countries wrong on where he played and all those. By the way, I'm just doing that off the top of my head. But he's just kind of been, you know, bounced around a little bit in that regard. And similar a little bit to Royce, a late bloomer. He started at South Plains, went to North Carolina Central, and then went to Colorado State. Remember, Royce went to Denver and then to Baylor. And then, so there, you know, a lot of metrics that are the same: 6'7", 215, good body, and all of those aspects of things. So maybe another actually example of the Jazz using some metrics for scouting, trying to find a guy, staying on him, being committed to him, and now they'll see. And if, you know, frankly, if they hit on one of them, they're fine. The Jazz, by the way, shrunk. If you didn't see it, Donovan lost a few inches. Emmanuel Mudiay lost a few inches, and Royce O'Neal lost a few inches. Mike Conley's now 6 feet tall. Donovan's now 6'1". Moody's now 6'3", and Royce is now 6'4". Dante, I think, went from 6'6 to 6'5. Joe stayed at 6'7. Boyan stayed at 6'8. Ed Davis is 6'9. And Rudy is actually 7'1. All right, that is Locked On Jazz today. Thanks so much for tuning in. Get your Jazz tickets. They're available at utahjazz.com. Rejecting the Screen, Locked On NBA, both available for you today, and also yesterday's Hollinger and Duncan if you haven't already grabbed it. This is Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.